From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. North Korea test launch sounds alarm. North Korea's latest rocket launch Sunday is raising more than just eyebrows today as the U.S. and its allies are concerned that Pyongyang is moving forward with its ballistic missile program. The North's apparent non-compliance with international obligations raises questions about the purpose of the mission, which Pyongyang says was to put a satellite in orbit. Sung-yoon Lee is a scholar of Korean and East Asian studies and a specialist on North Korea.
With their keen sense of timing, it was entirely predictable that they would do it on a Sunday morning when the weather was fine, right at the start of the most important national holiday celebrations in China and in South Korea, the Lunar New Year celebrations.
The UN Security Council on Sunday vowed to adopt a new resolution in light of the recent launch. UN sanctions banned Pyongyang from conducting nuclear tests or any launches using ballistic missile technology. A Taliban suicide bomber Monday killed at least three Afghan soldiers and wounded more than 18 others in the northern Balkh province. Afghan officials citing initial reports from the scene say a bus carrying personnel of the Afghan National Army was the target of the attack. An eyewitness told local reporters they saw at least eight dead among the victims. A Taliban official requesting anonymity told VOA that the only resolution to end the war was for foreign forces to withdraw from the country, but the commander of U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan, General John Campbell, insisted there are no preconditions when it comes to talking about the peace process.
They got to honor the Afghan constitution. They got to honor women's rights. They got to lay down their arms. They got to stop their terrorist acts. Once they do that, then we can get to the table.
This is